News Radio.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Taking a break from his run for the White House.
I am suspending my presidential campaign.
Herman Cain just moments ago in Atlanta announcing suspension of his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. He blames the painful price, his words, his family has paid for what he calls false and unproven allegations.
Because of the continued distraction, the continued hurt caused on me and my family.
Suspension of the Cain campaign comes at the end of a week during which a woman claimed they had a 13-year extramarital affair. Previously, there were allegations of sex harassment against Cain from when he ran the National Restaurant Association in the 90s. Asheville, North Carolina's Mission Hospital reports Billy Graham spent a restful night. The 93-year-old evangelist is battling pneumonia. No discharge has been set. No discharge date, I should say. Israel expressing major concerns about the outcome of ongoing parliamentary elections in Egypt.
Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak says that leaked Egyptian vote counts are, quote, very disturbing. Those early Egyptian election returns indicating that the Muslim Brotherhood may become Egypt's ruling party. The Muslim Brotherhood has been cooled to the 32-year-old Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. It also has close ties with the Palestinian Hamas militant group.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. She wants an apology. 84-year-old Lenore Zimmerman avoids the full body scan at airport security when she flies, doesn't want it to interfere with her implanted heart defibrillator. She's okay with the alternate, the pat-down, but before a recent flight out of New York's Kennedy Airport, Lenore says she was strip-searched instead.
They took me into a private room and pulled down my slacks and pulled down my underwear.
The Transportation Security Administration says a review of security camera imagery from the incident finds proper procedures were followed. You're listening to ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:02. I'm Ryan Harris. Now, this hour's top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A woman is dead. Her fiancé is in the hospital after an overnight stabbing in Seattle.
Police got the call just after 1:30 this morning. They responded to a home on Linden Avenue where they found a man outside. He had been stabbed several times. Inside the home, they found the dead woman also with multiple stab wounds. Police say they arrested a suspect near the home. The wounded man was taken to Harborview Medical Center. He is expected to survive. We're still gathering information and may have additional details later. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Another stabbing in a Northgate area drive-thru appears to be self-defense. Seattle police say it happened at a fast food restaurant about 10:30 last night. Witnesses tell them a couple of guys were in the parking lot looking to get into a fight, as they put it. One of them approached a man on a scooter. That scooter rider tells police he warned the man to get away or he would get cut. Police say the suspect didn't listen, so the rider stabbed him. That man who was stabbed is expected to be okay. A brazen armed robbery inside the Bellevue Nordstrom. Como 4's Joel Marino says it happened just after 8 last night.
Bellevue police say the gunman walked up to the counter when the clerk was alone and no other Christmas shoppers were nearby. Then he made his move.
The suspect approached the clerk, raised his shirt up so the clerk saw a semi-automatic handgun in his waistband, and then made a demand that he wanted money, cash, all the cash within 5 minutes, or he would kill the clerk.
Police were already at the mall to deal with the larger Christmas crowds, but they weren't able to find the suspect. They think he may have gotten into a car after running out.
That's Como 4's Joel Marino. Children sent a strong message about the budget to state lawmakers. Parents and kids with the Children's Alliance rallied at the Capitol on day 5 of the special session. The group urged lawmakers to spare children's programs as they work to close a nearly $1.5 billion budget gap.
Reject budget cuts that hurt kids of color and poor kids even more. Find new ways of balancing the budget without hurting us.
State troopers kept a close eye on Occupy and other protesters after a confrontation was caught on tape. Officers say they were forced to use their tasers on a man who posed a threat during an arrest. Como News Time is now 11:04.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's check on the roads with Judith Larson.
Well, we got a bad problem in Snohomish County. This is actually near the town of Oso.
both directions of State Route 530. That's east and westbound right there. That's also known as the Arlington-Darrington Road. At Whitman Road, we've got that accident blocking all lanes. Again, that's all lanes, both directions of the Arlington-Darrington Road at Whitman Road. In Pierce County, that car versus motorcycle injury accident is still there. Troopers and fire at the scene. It's located in the westbound direction of State Route 302 at 150th. And in Tacoma, South 5 is slowing as you approach 56, and the same story with eastbound 16 approaching I-5. While fog is still an issue on I-5, especially at Gravelly Lake Drive, it is nowhere near as bad as it continues to be in Olympia. It is just obscuring the visibility in much of I-5, especially right there at Capitol Boulevard. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Get ready for a weekend of hazy sunshine and our temperatures hanging out below normal. We'll only get to the low to mid 40s today, but yeah, plenty of sunshine out there if we get rid of the low clouds and fog in the morning, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere thanks to a large area of high pressure just offshore kind of dominating our forecast for today, tomorrow, and even into the beginning of next week. So plan on another day tomorrow of mostly sunny skies, but again, hazy out there, and you'll find your temperatures again below normal on Sunday, but a dry weekend coming our way. We might see a brief system brushing by late in the day on Monday, but still not a lot of active weather coming our way for the next 4 to 5 days. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
35 degrees in Tacoma, 32 in Olympia, and 36 degrees in downtown Seattle.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
And we're back on Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels solves your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Absolutely. I am here for you. I know what you're trying to do. I understand you finally want to have people over to your home and you're struggling with design dilemmas. I have solutions for you. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're trying to do, perhaps you want to paint one wall. You call me up and you say to me, Tammy, I have this dining room. It's one of those dining rooms that connects to the living room and it's all one shade of off-white. How do I break that up? I'd love to paint one wall. Which wall would you paint? What color would you paint it? I have suggestions for you. Perhaps you walk into your home and you look at it and you say, it just looks boring. It doesn't look like it has any life to it, any dimension. Do you want to look like you've traveled all over the world? Perhaps you have, or maybe you just want to look like you do. I can help you. Have one of those bedrooms? Come on, you know, you've got a big bed. The room is small. I can help you add dimension. Where do you find throw pillows? Where do you find lamps? I am your girl. Call me and ask me, and I have solutions.
206-421-1000 is the number, or you can call toll-free as well, and that number is 877-397-COMO.
Let's go to Rebecca in Spanaway. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, I have a fairly small home. It's about 1,000 square feet, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
What I have is when you walk in the door, you walk in the living room, and a little further down is kind of an eating area and then attached to the kitchen. But the only thing separating it is the flooring, carpet, linoleum, you know?
Okay.
So I have a wall. Now, I have a really big table in the kitchen right now. Well, dining area, whatever, the eating area.
Yes.
I'm going to get rid of that. And I have a big wall. I've got pictures all over it right now. But what I want to do is set up a Keurig machine. Now, I really, really want a piece of furniture that's going to hold this Keurig machine, some coffee cups. I really, really would love to put a mini fridge there so I can have my creamers. And then I need drawers for honey and K-cups. And probably napkin dispenser or something. Anyway, so what I'm looking for is a very specific piece of furniture that I could maybe do all that with. And I've looked and I haven't been able to find one. So I thought you would have some really great ideas.
I do. I am so excited that you called because I have to share with you. I had the exact same dilemma for the kitchen I'm designing. So the first thing I want to say to you is you need to custom make it. And I am going to refer you to my friend, Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen. And what you're going to tell him is, and he's going to know what you're talking about, even though you may not want it designed exactly the way mine is. But big, hairy feet. That's what you're going to say to him on the phone, and he will start cracking up. Because here's what I did. I wanted exactly what you're describing, but I wanted a space that I could put a coffee maker and that Keurig, believe it or not, I just did a news segment on Como News about that coffee maker because it's so crazy popular. People love it. And I think it's like the appliance, the must-have hottest gift. And Keurig, for those who don't know, in Danish, it actually means excellent. That's a kind of a loose translation of it. There's no literal translation, but I'm told it's kind of that. And it's that coffee maker that everybody loves. So here's what you do. Call Eric. And why I say big hairy feet is because I designed an armoire that was exactly the space, the size that I needed for the space I have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Keep her up. I want to talk to her. Okay. Okay, Rebecca. So tell me about how big the space is.
The wall is about 10 feet, maybe 11 feet wide that I have. And then the kitchen area is probably another 12 or 15 feet across. So it's a fairly large wall in my house. I want it to be, I really love that Keurig machine. I really want it to be a specific area where I can just have everything there and just
right.
make my tea and yum, and there it is.
Okay,
know?
So here's what I did. Why I said big hairy feet is because I designed an armoire, and I wanted to have these like lion claw feet, and that doesn't have to be your style. It could have clean contemporary legs, but what you could have is you could have a black lacquer cabinet. You could have a contemporary, so it looks very contemporary, and it goes with what you have for dining room furniture. You could have one in riff cut walnut, but it'll be exactly the size you need for this Keurig machine. So when you open the doors, it'll have a surface, whether it's a laminate surface, or you could even put in a small dry sink in there. You can do that. You can have, which means it doesn't really have a sink. It just means that it looks like it has a small area that you could use as a dry sink area, but they can build it out so that your Keurig coffee machine will go behind closed doors. You can have pocket doors, so the doors open and slide back. There sits your Keurig coffee machine. The K-cups, which are the cups that they have, you could either have their display, or you could have a drawer that has, you know, teas, and you could have instant soup. You could have even other types of instant coffee, and you could have all of that right there next to the machine. Then you can still have storage in other drawers for like place settings, your table service. You can have your coffee cups. You can have all of that design. And that's what I did. I designed it all into this armoire. I'm actually getting the Miele coffee maker, which is very cool, but it's along the same types of lines. And I really recommend this. That way the coffee machine, if you want it out and open, you can have it out in the open, but you can have something, you have to design it. He can make it with clean contemporary legs. He can make it, you know, it can be lacquered. It can be in a wood that matches your dining room furniture, or at least coordinates. So I don't know if that makes sense or not, Rebecca, but it'll be exactly the size you need, because you're never going to find what you're looking for, but you can afford it. He'll do it for you on a budget.
We need to take a quick break for weather and traffic, and we'll be back with more Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality. and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Como News Time is 11:14. Here's Judith Larson with traffic.
Well, you might want to keep an eye out if you're headed south on I-5 approaching 320th. We've got a report of metal boxes, that's plural, in the second lane from the right. You've got pretty much an easy drive on I-5 over the Ship Canal Bridge. Not really very heavy volumes. There's certainly a speed limit commute everywhere. The 520 and I-90 bridge is looking really good. Of course, the 520 bridge in the westbound direction at midspan, just a little busier, not bad. DOT busy at work. Right lane closed till noon, in fact. Northbound I-5 at State Route 599, where we have a little bit of crowding. In Snohomish County, we have a much bigger problem in the Oso area. Eastbound and westbound State Route 530, that's the Arlington-Darrington Road, right there near Whitman Road. We've got a serious accident, and it is blocking all lanes, both directions of the Arlington-Darrington Road. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn for weather. From the Como forecast team, he says we've got a dry but cold weekend ahead.
Door plans this weekend. Take a jacket with you, though, because we're going to be below normal when it comes to the temperatures and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere, so you get some stagnant air out there, some hazy sunshine for today and tomorrow. So a nice dry weekend. Temperatures, we'll call it a low to mid-40s at best. On through Monday and Tuesday, warming up just a bit and a slight chance of a system kind of brushing by late in the day on Monday into Tuesday, but still that broad area of high pressure offshore is going to dominate our forecast throughout the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. I'm Theron Zahn. Your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. Right now in Tacoma, 35 degrees with fog. Also fog in the capital at 32. In Seattle, we're overcast and 36 degrees. And you're listening to Inside Out. Thanks so much for joining us and making us part of your Saturday. I'm Jennifer Harriman, of course, our host, Tammy Michaels. And our numbers are 206-421-1000 or 877-397-5666.
Welcome back. I want to talk to you. Are you trying to come up with emergency decor for your home for the holidays? I'm here for you. Yes, I am. Come on, let's talk about specifics. We can design something for your home and find a solution for your design dilemmas. It doesn't matter what it is. I have options for you. We can help you design an armoire for your kitchen, which is what we just described to our last caller. And I have a little bit of follow-up detail on that. Or, you know, perhaps you need storage and you have a small bedroom. Perhaps you're debating about what color to paint one wall. I can give you answers where to find something and you need it very quickly, or you have any kind of home improvement question. I'm here for you. One quick thing I want to follow up on that caller. So I designed actually an armoire that's going to fit on a back wall in my kitchen. I'm in the process of a major remodel on my own house. And I just wanted this cabinet to stand independently. So I drew something out for Eric, and it has an Asian influence, and it's going to be in black lacquer. It's actually oak, and you will be able to see the grain even though it is painted. And I'm very excited about it. And the reason I said ask Eric about big, hairy, black feet, I wanted lion paws on the bottom of this thing, and I was not going to take any prisoners. So, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm Googling hairy feet. All I can tell you is you don't want to know what comes up on the internet. When you Google that, I'm not kidding you, some very scary stuff. I'm putting in there wood hairy feet, didn't matter, lots of scary things. So that's why I said, you know, when you call Eric. But we can design things that are small enough so that it'll fit your needs. It doesn't have to be all cabinetry, doesn't have to be just kitchen cabinetry. You can have independent standing pieces of furniture. Let's go to Vicki in Sammamish. Hi, Vicki, how can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. We have a dilemma. We're redoing our daylight basement area. It's a family room, but we've just used it mainly for storage for years. We tore out the old wall-to-wall carpeting.
Okay.
And I'd like to put hardwood flooring on the concrete slab, but I'm not sure if there are any problems with doing that or what preparations we might need to do.
Okay. You can actually do it. Here's what you're going to be putting down. You're going to be putting down an engineered floor that is what they call a floating floor, and it click locks together.
Uh-huh.
So the pieces slide together, and then what you do is you put down a pad that the flooring sits on top of, and it's really a great option, I will tell you. And another thing you can do is you can actually even heat those floors.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not inexpensive, but it's something that some people do just to get a little warmth on the floor. But, you know, my buddies over at Carpet Liquidators, they have everything you need. You can buy it, literally throw it in the back of a pickup truck and, you know, an SUV. And it's one of these projects that you literally can do yourself.
Okay. And,
so,
and the reason for the floating floor is?
Well, because you can't nail it down.
I see.
And
okay.
You could glue it down, but, you know, you're really going to have a lot of options if you float the floor.
I see.
You can glue down wood flooring. It's just that I don't recommend just hardwood on a basement floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's
okay.
moisture that wants to come up through the floor.
Yes. Yes.
So you can put a moisture barrier and do a floating floor.
Okay.
So, yes, you can do that.
Okay,
and
well,
go,
great.
And I really do. Say hello. Go to the downtown location. You know, they have other ones. They have one, you know, they have them all over the place. But, and ask for Mike Fazar. He'll make sure you walk out of there with what you need.
Great.
They're good people.
Well, thank you, Tammy.
Absolutely.
Bye.
You know, I think that a lot of people have those kinds of design dilemmas, and that's why I'm here for you. Let's give out our phone numbers.
Our local number is 206-421-1000 or toll-free, which is 877-397-5666.
I can find anything. I'm your, like, wingnut 101 girl. Yes, I can. Anything you need for your home, I'm your girl. We want to talk to you.
We do need to take a quick break for
okay.
weather and traffic, though.
So phones are lighting up, so yep. Get your calls in.
Get your calls in right away to make sure that we can get to them. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
COMO Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Sound Kitchen and Bath can save you money, and you can end up with the kitchen of your dreams. I'm not kidding you. When you walk into a box store and you look at those kitchens, don't they just look like they came out of a box store? And when you look at those cabinets that they have at that big Scandinavian store, guess what? You have to hand crank those things together. Perhaps you're on a budget and you thought you couldn't afford Sound Kitchen. Guess what? You can, because they beat their prices. And if you're building a new home, Sound Kitchen and Bath can save you money. You'll have expert design and fabulous cabinets, absolutely exquisite cabinetry, and it won't cost you too much. Beat anybody's prices with a superior cabinet. You're going to want it. Small projects, condos, doesn't matter, or luxury homes. Builders, remodelers, they depend on Sound Kitchen. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath for yourself. Check them out online, soundkitchenandbath.com. I loved this company so much, I'm an investor in Sound Kitchen and Bath.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water, eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course. See stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle, 5 Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:24. Judith Larson is keeping an eye on traffic.
Yeah, Jennifer, we suddenly have a few problems cropping up on the road. We got a blocking disabled in the Renton area, northbound 405, north of State Route 169. It's in the right lane. Fire troopers already there. And I just heard them report that they got a car fire just south of that. Unknown whether or not that's blocking. That certainly is a distraction. Heading to Federal Way, southbound 5 at 320th. It looks like traffic is slowing, and I think that's because of the report of metal boxes in the second lane from the right. Much bigger problem in Snohomish County in the Oso area. An accident blocking all lanes of the Arlington-Darrington Road or State Route to 530 at Whitman Road. That's really causing a problem. And now we've got a problem in the Tacoma area. Southbound 5 at the Puyallup River Bridge. We got a disabled block in the right lane there. That is why your traffic is starting to bunch up at that scene. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And weather from the Como Forecast Team. Other than the morning fog, we should still have mainly clear skies throughout the weekend, although it will be cold. Lows drop into the 20s for the colder pockets, and highs will struggle to hit the 40-degree mark each afternoon near the foothills. But along the I-5 corridor today and tomorrow, highs stay in the mid-40s. Very little change is expected for most of next week. Highs should stay in the 40s all week long with no rain or snow in sight. Except for by Friday and into next weekend, things start to shift a little and we'll see the return of that rainfall. But right now it's 36 degrees and overcast in Tacoma, Everett 38 and overcast, fog in Olympia 32 degrees, and in Seattle 32 degrees as well. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman along with you. And our numbers today are 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Yes, and welcome back. I want to talk to you about your design dilemmas. Yes, I do. Do you have something ugly in your house? I am here for you. I certainly am. Let's give out our phone numbers one more time.
Those are 206-421-1000 locally. Of course, you can call toll-free as well, 877-397-COMO.
Let's go to Britta in Renton. Hi, Britta.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, we're painting our living room, and we painted one wall, this brown, it looks like pudding, and we really like it, but we don't know what to paint the rest of the walls. We have a green picked out, but we're not sure if it should be light or dark or what.
Okay, so it sounds like you've gone with, you know, kind of a chocolatey, like a dark, semi-sweet kind of chocolate brown. Would that be fair?
It's dark.
Okay.
And we just to warm it up in the living room, and we really like it, but we just don't know what to do with the other walls.
You said green. I'm going to throw a color out there, and when I say it, it doesn't have a pretty sounding name, but it really works beautifully with that dark chocolate. And the color is called chartreuse. And think of it as a green that's kind of a pea green. And it looks gorgeous. And the reason that it does is because anytime you have those kind of chocolates, if you looked at the pigment colors that are put together to get that chocolate, uh-huh. it has a little bit of blue in it. It also has a little bit of a yellow in it. And that's to keep it from getting too espresso, too black. So they've mellowed it out a little bit. And it sounds like it doesn't have it in it, but it always does.
Okay.
So this pea kind of green, you have to not look at the paint chip like, I like that color, I don't like that color. The difference between decorating and design is, as a designer, I see the whole room. I don't stare at just the paint chip. I'm trying to achieve a look with the room. Okay. If that makes sense. So I'm willing to give up my emotional reaction to something as I stare at it and see the whole room come to life. So here's my recommendation for you. You are in Renton, and I'm going to send you into one location, which is Daly's in Bellevue. It's going to be a little bit of a schlep for you, but it's going to be worth it. And the reason it is because they have these big paint chips.
Okay.
And they're like poster size. And you can go in, and they have every shade of green. They're about $10. And you're going to buy the paint chips, and that way when you bring it back into your room, you're going to be able to pick out the shade of green that will work with that chocolate brown in your light in your room.
Okay. And should it be a lighter or a darker shade? You know what I mean? Like it's
lighter.
A lighter.
You don't, because green can get away from you, and it can look like it's going to reach out and eat small children.
Okay.
You don't want it too bright, too hot, and so that's why these big paint chips are really the only way you're going to be able to pick the right color. Small paint chip isn't going to do it.
Okay.
So Daly's, and it's actually in Bellevue, Daly's, and they're in the Bellevue area. Just Google them up, and you'll find them.
Hey, thanks for the call, Britta. We got to jump out and take a quick break. We got to check in with ABC for all of the latest headlines from across the nation and around the world. We'll be right back with more Inside Out here on Como News Radio. Right now, 36 degrees in Tacoma, 38 in Everett. In Olympia, there's fog and 32 degrees. We are holding steady with overcast skies and 36 degrees in downtown Seattle. It's 11:30 on Como News Radio.
Herman Cain has had enough.
I am suspending my presidential campaign.
The Republican presidential hopeful told a crowd of supporters in Atlanta he's suspending his bid for the party's nomination. He says his family has paid a painful price for what he called unproven charges against him.
That's false accusations about me continue. They have sidetracked and distracted my ability to present solutions to the American people.
This past week, a woman named Ginger White claims she and Cain carried on an extramarital relationship for 13 years. Earlier, there were claims of sex harassment made against Cain, all of which he's denied. Cain made his announcement after meeting with his wife for the first time since the White allegation. Cain says he's at peace with God, his wife, his family, and himself. He did not indicate when his run for the White House might resume, if at all. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:31. I'm Ryan Harris. Now this hour's top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Troopers use a taser on a man. He then runs into a home where he's shot by the homeowner. The State Patrol says that's what happened in Port Orchard early this morning. Police were following up on a 911 call when they found a man in the street. Officers struggled with him before they finally used their tasers on him, but they say that caused him to run into a nearby home where the homeowner then shot him. He was taken to a Tacoma hospital. The officers and the homeowner received minor injuries. Some Occupy Seattle protesters are being accused of beating a person who demonstrated against them. Police say a man holding a sign at Seattle Central Community College was attacked by about four men. One of them hit the man in the head before all of them ran back into the Occupy camp. Police weren't able to locate any suspects. The man was holding a sign that said, quote, "Occupy somewhere else, not my school." An argument outside a club in Seattle's U District turned physical and ended with a man at Harborview. Witnesses say a man just left a house party and was walking past a group when they started to fight. That man fell and hit his head so hard on the pavement that he began to have seizures. The people in the group then kicked him and then took his wallet and other items from his pockets. They took off in a couple of different cars. Police weren't able to find them. The man should eventually be okay. This week's labor deal between Boeing and the Machinists Union, which ensures the redesigned 737, known as the 737 MAX, could have a positive ripple effect for businesses across our state. General Electric has an aviation plant in Yakima, which makes hundreds of Boeing parts, including some for the 737. Employees there tell us they think production will increase, which could also bring new jobs. Plant leader Mark Sieber says it's too early to tell. Because the plant distributes globally, it may have little or no effect. Still, he thinks the future looks bright.
I think it takes some of the uncertainty out of the industry, out of what's going on right now. So just to know that there's a plan to move forward with production, I think, is Gives everybody more confidence.
Sieber says the agreement means no labor problems for Boeing for the foreseeable future. Well, it's almost time to find out who Barbara Walters' 10 most fascinating people of the year are, and this year's list includes former Seattle Exchange student Amanda Knox. Knox spent 4 years in an Italian prison after she was convicted of murdering her roommate, a conviction then overturned in October. The Kardashians, Derek Jeter, Simon Cowell, Katy Perry, and Prince William's sister-in-law, Pippa Middleton, made the list. If you want to find out who's number one, you'll have to tune in to Barbara's special. That's Wednesday, December 14th. At 9:30 p.m., and you can see that on Como 4 TV. Como News Time now, 11:34.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Como News Time is 11:34. Judith, what's happening outside?
Well, we've got some blocking problems. I'll start out in Renton, Jennifer. We got a blocking disabled North 405 north of State Route 169. It's in the right lane. Plus, we got a car fire behind that, so that's quite a distraction as well as a blocking problem. In Federal Way, we're still dealing with an object blocking the second lane from the right, southbound 5 as you approach 320th. Also, I just heard them dispatch troopers to the scene of a disabled. I don't think it's blocking, but it's southbound 5 south of Albro, possibly on the shoulder, not sure. A big problem in Snohomish County in the town of Oso. An accident, a very serious one, blocking all lanes of State Route 530. That's Arlington-Darrington Road at Whitman Road. And we have a problem in Tacoma as well. Southbound 5 and the Puyallup River Bridge disabled, blocking the right lane, and traffic's backing up at the scene. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather is dry, but cold. Here's Theron Zahn with more.
Get ready for a weekend of hazy sunshine, and our temperatures hanging out below normal. We'll only get to the low to mid-40s today, but yeah, plenty of sunshine out there if we get rid of the low clouds and fog in the morning, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere thanks to a large area of high pressure just offshore, kind of dominating our forecast for today, tomorrow, and even into the beginning of next week. So plan on another day tomorrow of mostly sunny skies, but again, hazy out there, and you'll find your temperatures again below normal on Sunday, but a dry weekend coming our way. We might see a brief system brushing by late in the day on Monday, but still not a lot of active weather coming our way for the next 4 to 5 days. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. Right now, 36 degrees in Tacoma, 38 in Everett, foggy in the capital still, 32 degrees, and we're pretty overcast, kind of halfway foggy here in Seattle, also at 36 degrees. It's 11:36, and you're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, and I'm Jennifer Harriman. We're taking your calls, answering your questions about all kinds of emergency decor, holiday decor, 206-421-1000 and 877-397-5666, which spells Como.
Well, yes, and welcome back. And our phone lines are, in fact, lighting up. We're going to be changing subjects in just a little bit because I have some lovely guests coming in, and we're going to be talking about a little guy that needed some help and some young people that really wanted to help him in a way that you can help as well. And I'm seriously, when you hear this story, it's going to tug at your heartstrings. It's one of those holiday feel-good stories. The guy's name is Tucker. So we're going to be talking about Tucker coming up. I'm serious. Get your hankies out, because we're here to help Tucker. But right now, let's wrap up some of our phone calls for lovely people that have been on hold. Let's go to Leslie in Mukilteo. Seriously, Leslie, I always say that popcorn ceilings are going to be the bane of my existence. Someday when I have a headstone, it's going to say, "She remedied popcorn ceilings." I'm serious. Tell me about
you heard my dilemma.
What is your specific dilemma with your popcorn ceiling?
I purchased a house where the occupant was a 20-year chain smoker.
Okay.
And the ceiling is just as yellow as it can be.
Okay. Yeah.
And so my question is, do I get it wet and scrape it down, or can I use some type of a paint that will decrease, or that will get rid of the smell?
The problem is that popcorn is, it just wants to absorb. And yes, you can paint it and you can get rid of the smell. But do you really want to put all the work that it's going to take to do all the steps I'm going to tell you to take, or just get rid of it? And I'm going to say, if there's a possibility of getting rid of it, get rid of it. Popcorn ceilings are not impossible to remove. It's just messy and it's time consuming. My concerns are that it could contain asbestos or lead. You can go online and you can get test kits and just put testing kits for lead and asbestos. They mail them to you. They're about $25, $35 online. It's mailed to your house. Very easy to do. You send away the sample and then you'll know. But there is no safe level of asbestos or lead to be exposed to. So that's one of the things you need to do. If it does contain that, then I recommend you hire a professional to have it removed. Believe it or not, most popcorn ceilings don't contain either one of those things. So what you do, if you want to paint over it, you will get a sprayer that's going to be your friend, and you need to put an alcohol-based stain, primer on the ceiling. And that is Zinzer or Z Prime or Bullseye. I don't care which one you use. You're just going to go and prime it. Simple, off-white, white, doesn't matter. Prime it in dead flat. Okay, next step. If you're going to paint it, you're going to use a masonry roller, which basically is a roller that has a real thick nap on it. You want to pay more for this. So if you go into a paint store or a box store, you know, the one that's more money, that's the one you want to buy. And then you just simply roll a dead flat ceiling paint on there. I like Daly's Museum Flat. It is in coconut white. Everybody loves it. And that's kind of your color of your tobacco. But the only way that they can get rid of it, when people have house fires, you have to have an alcohol-based primer up on the ceiling. And that's how you seal in that odor. It's a pain in the tuchus. What can I tell you?
Okay, well, it's something.
Yeah, it is. It's something. And it gives you an action. But simply getting it wet and removing it, when you get it wet, I tell people, throw a little fabric softener in a bug sprayer when you spray it down, and it just does wonders. It makes it release and come down. You can use wallpaper remover, which is DIF, and you mix it according to manufacturer's suggestions, and that'll bring it down as well. And just a broad knife, and then, you know, light texture on the ceiling, and you're there. You can do this yourself. It's just, I don't want you exposed to lead or asbestos. I hope that helps.
I did have it tested, and it's not.
See, most don't have it. So that's how you paint it. That's how you seal in the smell, and you'll be happy you did it.
Okay, Leslie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Leslie. Appreciate that. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Let's make something clear. Como News Radio, Fisher Radio, Seattle contest rules. Contests abide by federal and state laws. You must be a Washington State resident to win. No employees of our company or any other media company or contest sponsors are eligible. If you win a prize, we'll mail it to you. You must pay all associated taxes and fees. Complete rules for specific contests are at comonews.com or our Fisher Plaza front desk during normal business hours. All decisions by Fisher Radio Seattle are final and may be changed at any time.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Como News time is 11:44. That's time to check on traffic. Judith?
Well, should we start with some good news, Jennifer? We have all kinds of blocking problems, but they're whittling them down by one. We've got North 405 north of State Route 169. They just cleared that disabled out of the right lane. They got the car fire put out behind it and cleared off the road, so that's good. We've got northbound 5 at State Route 599. DOT's been working in the right lane. They just opened that lane back up to traffic 45 minutes later than they thought, but still, they've wrapped that up, so that backup should dissipate shortly. Southbound 5 just south of Albro, disabled on the right side. Just a distraction, but we're still dealing with two problems. One in Tacoma, South 5 at the Puyallup River Bridge. That disabled still blocking the right lane, and that's why your traffic is bunching up there. And then in the Arlington Oso area, Snohomish County, that's a very serious accident, evidently. It still continues to block all directions and all lanes of State Route 530, the Arlington-Darrington Road near Whitman Road. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Theron Zahn says we have a dry but cold weekend ahead of us.
Plans this weekend. Take a jacket with you, though, because we're going to be below normal when it comes to the temperatures. And not a lot of movement in the atmosphere, so you get some stagnant air out there, some hazy sunshine for today and tomorrow. So a nice dry weekend. Temperatures, we'll call it a low to mid-40s at best. On through Monday and Tuesday, warming up just a bit, and a slight chance of a system kind of brushing by late in the day on Monday into Tuesday. But still, that broad area of high pressure offshore is going to dominate our forecast throughout the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. I'm Theron Zahn. Your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
37 degrees in Tacoma, foggy in Olympia at 33, and it's 36 and overcast in downtown Seattle at 11:46. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and we're glad to have you along and be part of your Saturday today.
Well, welcome back, and I want to talk about something that, you know, we try to take this microphone and use it for a greater good when we can. And, you know, we do a lot of things, I think, to support our troops, and we try to assist with all the different things that Fisher Broadcasting is involved in. I know that we're going to have the big toy drive for Salvation Army, and the list goes on. But this one is near and dear and personal, and I think a lot of people know that I have a real soft spot in my heart for pets. But quite specifically, I have a soft spot in my heart for English Bulldogs. One of my favorite dogs I ever had the privilege of owning was an adopted bulldog by the name of Malcolm. And Malcolm was a 70-pound English Bulldog that actually belonged to one of my interior design clients. And what happened, Malcolm really changed me as a designer, because Malcolm, the nicer I made this client's home, the more Malcolm marked on the things that we put in. Italian silk sofas, wool carpets.
I guess he had his own design ideas.
He did, and he didn't like mine. And so the family decided that they wanted to get rid of Malcolm, not the furniture, which is rather telling. And I decided that I would never again design homes that were not pet friendly if people had pets, and I adopted Malcolm. And Malcolm lived with us. He went on to live with us for another 7 years. Malcolm lived to be 13 years old. And so it changed me as a designer. And I got involved as a follower of Bulldog Haven. Am I saying that correctly? Okay, and I'd like to welcome now to our show Felicia Wilhite and Lisa Caron, and they're going to be sharing with us a little bit about a story about a guy named Tucker and an organization that's trying to help Tucker specifically. Okay, let's start with Felicia Wilhite. And Felicia, you are going to be in the studio more than probably you ever anticipated that that would happen to you, because you're my new assistant. You are my sanity.
I try.
So Felicia, I was posting things online and Bulldog Haven got on there and they basically said, Tammy, you do things to help others. Maybe you could help Tucker. And I read it and I reacted to it, but you, Felicia, just went, oh my gosh, and you made me watch the video. Who's Tucker and what's going on with Tucker? Because you were not going to take no for an answer. We're helping Tucker. Yeah, so yes. We're here to help Tucker. What happened to Tucker?
Well, Tucker has spina bifida, and it's making it to where he eventually will have no use of his hind legs. And also at the moment, because of that, he has to wear a diaper because he cannot control or even take care of himself. And so without this surgery, which is very expensive, it's about $5,000 for this surgery, he won't be able to use his hind legs. And on top of that, he's in a shelter, and he's being fostered by someone really wonderful. Her name is Moore, and it's going to be really hard to find him a permanent home if he doesn't get the surgery. So...
Well, you've got a diapered bulldog.
Yeah.
And believe me, there were days that I wanted to put my bulldog in diapers. But I live in a little town that I think is the best kept secret in all of the greater Northwest, and it's Burien. And I'd like to welcome also Lisa Caron. And you got involved and you said, I think we can help. And so you went to a wonderful local restaurant called Filberto's, which if you haven't eaten there, they have the finest Italian food outside of Little Italy in New York. This is a family-owned and operated restaurant with exquisite food, and you went to them and said, will you help?
Yes, I actually am a waitress there, and the family is just very loving, and I told them about little Tucker, and they were more than happy to help. In fact, anybody that goes into Filberto's Tuesday through Sunday for dinner will get 10% off their dinner if they donate to Tucker.
Okay, so I'm going in on Sunday. My husband's like, we are. So I'm going to go in on Sunday and have dinner, and I'm going to make my own donation to Tucker because he's also going to need some ongoing care afterwards. And so where is Filberto's located?
Filberto's is on 152nd and Burien. It's connected to Key Bank. It's a brick building on the right-hand side. You can't really miss it.
See, here's the thing. I mean, seriously, here's why I love what I do is I found out about Tucker, and most people go, oh, that's sad. But I said to Felicia, she goes, we have to do something. So she goes and gets you, Lisa, and you said, you're a waitress. Let me talk to them, the owners at Filberto's. And now they're helping, and they put up a tree.
Yeah, we call it Tucker's Tree. And what
isn't this cute?
Very cute.
You hear the story and you say, oh, that's sad. Well, then Felicia showed me the video, and the second you see little Tucker in his onesie, it just kills you. So the whole point of Tucker's Tree is we're going to have photos of him so people can actually see Tucker.
Take him
and
home with them. And
exactly.
Then they feel like they're not... that they're helping, but they get a piece of him as well. So.
Well, and here's the other thing. A lot of people give puppies... And what I want to share with people is you could adopt a bulldog. Bulldog Haven has dogs. And here's the easy way to find out more. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page at Tammy Michaels. It's my name on Facebook. And it's open to everybody. And Tucker's picture's up there. Information about Filberto's and clicking on to Bulldog Haven. It's all on my Facebook. And I want to thank you, Felicia Wilhite, and you, Lisa Caron, for coming in. And we're all going to eat at Filberto's.
Yay.
Tuesday through Sunday. And we're going to help Tucker. We're going to raise this money for a surgery. We're going to come right back after the break.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional. Safe and on time, every time guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Lab's proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Time to check on the latest traffic now. Judith, I hear there are some blocking problems.
Oh, we are. Yes, kind of a rugged commute. We've got eastbound 90 ramp to 148th, a new problem blocking the right lane. Also, we've got southbound 5 to 272nd center lane blocked. I think somebody just hit a dog, and the poor thing is in the center lane. Tacoma, we still have that blocking disabled south 5 at the Puyallup River Bridge. That is blocking, and the big one is Snohomish County. That's a very serious accident that's completely closed off east and westbound State Route 530, the Arlington Darrington Road, or Whitman Road. The only thing you could do is just avoid it, go somewhere else, because nobody's getting through there for hours now. Take this report brought to you by Take Winter by Storm. Staying home on an icy, snowy day is the best way to be safe. If you must get out there, you bring a bag of sand, chains, and warm clothing. Get some tips at takewinterstorm.org. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Well, we've got fog and it's overcast and still very cold right now, and it's just going to stay cold this weekend and into next week. In the colder pockets, lows drop down into the 20s. In the foothills, highs will struggle to reach 40, and that's kind of where we are right now across most of the Puget Sound area, although we're expecting our highs to be in the mid-40s. Very little change throughout the week as well. Highs stay in the 40s all week long with no rain or snow in the forecast. Getting into Friday evening, transitioning into Saturday, things shift. The rain comes back, but until then, it's cold, but mostly dry. 37 degrees and overcast in Tacoma, still foggy in Olympia, 33 degrees there, 39 in Edmonds, and 36 degrees in downtown Seattle at 11:56. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, and I'm Jennifer Harriman. Very glad to have you along for another edition of Inside Out.
Well, we're going to be wrapping up our broadcast, but Felicia Wilhite is hanging out with us for the last couple minutes, and Felicia is also my assistant. So you're a cat person, right?
I have cats, but it's purely a marriage of convenience. But yeah, I like dogs too.
Well, see, I always wanted it so that if we had a workplace, the dogs could come to work. So Felicia came to work with me, and Felicia has Penny. Felicia, describe Penny.
Penny is amazing, but she's also a terror.
She is. Okay, so she's a German Shepherd mix that you adopted. How much do you think she weighs?
She weighs 65 pounds.
Okay, so we've got a German Shepherd mix that's 65 pounds. That is a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. Now, I think as anybody can imagine what my house looks like, yes, it does look like that. So Penny comes in, and Penny is, I mean, it's like Tigger. Bouncy, flouncy, bouncy, flouncy. And, you know, love Penny, but everybody in my family has bruises from Penny.
Oh, no.
I mean, bruises. Black and blue bruises. But here's the thing I want you to know. I'm not getting rid of Felicia, and I'm not getting rid of Penny. Penny's coming to work. So we are bringing in an intervention for Penny, and we're going to put this up. We're going to get a YouTube channel going on it. We're going to be posting. I'm not kidding you. You should see the black and blue bruise on my daughter. And Guy has a sweater. But you know what? This is why we're going to work with this. So we're bringing in Marvin Verstig from Sit Means Sit Dog Training. And he tells me he's going to be able to train Penny. So if you're a person that has a dog that has similar problems or barking problems or running away problems or housebreaking problems, he's going to be with us next week in our second hour, and he's going to be talking about that, right?
Right. Right. Yes.
So you're going to want to follow me on Facebook, Tammy Michaels on Facebook, and we're going to be posting pictures of Penny. And then we're also going to start talking about my own remodel. We're going to start posting YouTube pictures of that, because I'm telling you, people, dang, it's going to get real at the Michaels Rossbrook residence. So lots of very cool stuff. And as always, make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. Thank you, Jennifer Harriman, Tracy Ellis, and Philberto's. Check it out. Buy some pizza, and the money goes to Tucker. 10% goes towards Tucker, the bulldog who needs us. There you go.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM.